We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're going up till 8 p.m. and then the bogey show takes over.
That's right, yeah. And I have so much to get into. I missed Monday and Tuesday. I can go back and rehash the fight.
Yes.
I can talk about Matthew Stafford and his contract. So, I can make fun of the Lions for their embarrassing performance against the Patriots.
Right,
I
mean, you can't go back that far.
Everything is on the table at 8 o'clock.
You can go back to the brawl last week in the Tigers-Yankees game.
I could.
Sure, why not? Now, we are going to get to the breaking news out of the Florida-Michigan game regarding the Gators.
Yeah.
But real quick, just to follow up, because we got to clean up this business.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how people say, don't muck up your sports talk with talking about a bogey stuff there.
Yeah.
So we'll get it out of the way first, and then we'll go on to the sports stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
What else? Is this going to be like a rapid fire type of rundown?
Sources close to you,
okay,
i.e. me, have confirmed that you are contemplating, as an ode to the girlfriend, that you are contemplating becoming a vegan.
Okay.
Now, and I have this on very good sources that this is somewhat against your best wishes, but to keep peace with the growing relationship, you indeed, a red-blooded, God-fearing millennial man.
That's right.
Are going to give up meat and eggs and dairy products.
Hold on.
For the girlfriend.
No. And of course, I knew you're going to bring this up on the air almost immediately upon my return. But I'm saying this. I'm not going to completely go vegan. Okay. I have more to say in this relationship than you're letting people believe right now. Okay.
Sure you do.
I've watched some documentaries. I have seen some horrible things about dairy and about eggs and about milk and everything that we put into our bodies.
Why'd you watch those documentaries?
They were in the background on Netflix. They accidentally got flicked on. I think Macy actually hit the remote.
Okay.
And turned on some of those documentaries.
So the girlfriend made you watch.
Yeah,
okay.
So she made me watch those. And it is something that would be very healthy for me. And so Monday through Friday, I am contemplating doing this vegan thing with her. There's a bunch of recipes. Her sister is actually essentially a full-on vegan, and she has a bunch of different recipes that we can get. So during the week, vegan. We'll do all that. No meat. Although I eat fake chicken already, so I'm kind of doing it a little bit.
Monday through Friday.
Vegan.
You're going to follow this.
Saturday, Sunday, whatever Bogey wants. Is that pathetic? Or?
Okay, so Monday through Friday, what is the basis of a vegan diet? What is it? Is it
I have no
what are you
idea.
To eat? just the kale and the seaweed and
rice
stuff like that?
And salad, vegetables, fruits. They have like
but not
fake
dairy
meat.
Products, bread.
They have burgers that are made out of like rice and beans and other
burgers.
Things like that.
Those
well,
aren't burgers.
Kind of, but not really, yeah. It would be very, very tough, okay? I'm not going to lie. I'm already drinking almond milk, though, so I'm already healthy enough. Okay, but it would be a next step type of thing, and it might be beneficial for myself.
Okay, 248-539-9797. Take a text.
Looks some shame everywhere.
7136. Unless you want to talk about Verlander's possible last start as a Tiger, even though it's not. Do you agree with me? And listen, we've had fun with Bogey, and generally speaking, you people go overboards making fun of him with
disagree.
All this little stuff. But in this case, you can't go overboard. This has crossed the line. Of all the things you have acquiesced on in giving up, of all the things, going vegan 5 out of 7 days, so that's what, 70% of your life or whatever, 75%, has gone too far. What does she gain out of it? You're already a relatively healthy person.
Relatively, yeah, but, I mean, well, and this actually might not be a good thing for her, but I would potentially live a little bit longer if I only ate like veggies and fruits and things of that nature, things that were really good for, you know, my body. She might have me for a longer period of time.
Well,
is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
That's probably a bad thing.
I agree.
I've also heard that vegans perform more poorly, if you know what I mean. That's the rumor I've heard.
See, and this
that's
is
what I've heard.
This is what's so untrue.
Because they don't have the protein in them.
No.
But can't put the protein in them, if you know what I mean.
That's so not, because vegetables have more protein in it anyway.
Than meat?
And I'm doing my research. I don't know everything at this point, but you can eat a crap ton more of vegetables and get just as much of protein as a tiny little piece of chicken.
Yeah, but you got to eat a crap ton of vegetables.
I agree, and that will be unfortunate. At the same time, it is more beneficial for you. Plus, you know, there are bodybuilders out there and some professional athletes, like very, very strong individuals that have gone vegan, or at least, you know, kind of close to it, because I'm not completely going to do it. Okay, settle down. But they can still gain muscle.
See,
they can still gain weight.
Amir Abdullah went vegan in the offseason.
And how does he look? Does he look terrible and frail and hungry?
I don't know if he kept it up during the season. But here's my problem, amongst many, is that A, you're caving in, and B, see, you're not supposed to watch those documentaries where they smush the cows and pigs into little pens and chop them up and
I cried
and make
for several hours
You're
over
not
the weekend.
Supposed
yeah.
to watch those. Yeah. I've heard people have been driven away like you from meat by why, and they shouldn't make those videos. I understand. I assume it's not pleasant
yeah.
when they kill a cow.
Yeah, but
and make a steak out of
it's
it.
It's not
I
even about
that.
It's not. We're not meant to be eating meat. Look at all the animals out there. Okay, in the wild, the other mammals that are out there, what do they eat? They eat grass. They eat
lions and tigers eat meat.
Some absolutely do, but it is not a requirement. You don't need
raccoons eat meat.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Coyotes eat meat.
Some do, but there are many others out there that can develop tremendous amounts of muscle and live a very, very healthy life.
So now you're going to become
not eating meat.
Now you're going to become religious about this. Preach about it, aren't you?
No, I don't want any part of that because I will be a fake vegan. And apparently, if you're a fake vegan, like if you eat any kind of meat, sniff it, whatever, you will get yelled at and people will come
See,
at
that's
you.
That's what I'm afraid
that's,
of.
No, that's
Once
not what's going to happen.
Once you've entered the cult, if you violate the rules, they come and claw your eyes out.
That's actually true.
No, it's totally
they'll
true.
They'll probably be so hungry they might eat my eyeballs too,
No,
actually.
They will. Oh my God, I'm very, very nervous about this.
I'm a little nervous as well, I'm not going to lie. Because the problem with me is I feel like I'm just going to be hungry all the time.
Hungry all the time.
I said this to her and she goes, no, do you realize how many vegetables and, you know, fruit you're going to be able to eat and consume in one sitting? I go, well, yeah, that's fine, but I'm still going to be hungry. And she goes, that's just what your body is trained to expect. It's okay. You'll get used to it. I'm thinking, I don't know.
No, see, I know what you're in for. You think I'm joking, but I don't. I know what you're in for because you know me. I'm a larger human being, and I like my meats and stuff. But every now and then, I get this sudden urge. You know what? I'm going to try. I'll go like 2 days. I'm going to try to be healthy. I'm going to eat salads and get some chopped up vegetables. And when I do that, by the end of that day and a half, I feel awful.
It's going to be tough.
Your digestive system is all messed up with all those fruits and vegetables. You're hungry as hell. That's going to be you nonstop. And we do not need having BMs, bogey moments, is already bad enough.
Oh.
Having vegetable BMs, I have a feeling, is worse.
Think about all the times that Roberto from the Valeni show has consumed a lot of fruit and a lot of coffee all at once, okay? He's never here during the show. He's always in the bathroom, not to be very specific about it. But look, I have concerns. At the same time, there are some good foods. There are restaurants out there. There are grocery stores that are catered to it. There are, you know, people say that it's expensive to be healthy. No, you can go to specific websites and say, like, vegan on a diet or something like that. And you can find recipes of things that do actually taste relatively good, but are actually good for you, too.
Ticket text 97136. Lots of good advice for you, Bogey. You might want to take a pen out and write these down.
Uh-oh.
Kyle, find your balls, guy. People who are vegan are insufferable DBs. Your chick sounds high maintenance as well. She's turning you into a bitch. That's from Matt.
Well, first of all, she's turned me into her bitch, and that happened like 2 weeks in, okay? That's not 3 days, really, is all it took, and I was her bitch. But she's not high maintenance, and she is doing it out of the goodness of her heart. And the good thing is, she's doing it as well. It's not that she's making me avoid red meat, but she's going to sit there and eat a steak every single night, okay? She wants to do the same type of deal. Plus, it'd be kind of fun for us as a couple,
my God.
You know, to prepare some meals and, you know, new
recipes.
Skip
into the kitchen
and,
together.
And starve.
Look at these turnips we have today.
And spend the entire week, Monday through Friday, simply starving 5 days straight. It'd be fun. As long as we're doing it together, that's okay. It's safe.
Ticket text. My wife went vegan 2 years ago and we're almost getting divorced because she promised not to push it on me, but she has and done, and we might be calling our marriage quits.
See, but this is why, this is part of the reason why I'm okay with it too, because I have not wanted to be one of those pain in the ass people that goes to a get together, a holiday party, a birthday, whatever it might be, and you're like, well, wait, what do you have? And, and you look and they go, oh, we have burgers, we have hot dogs, we have chicken. And then they're going, I'll just have a salad. It's fine.
No, no, no. You'll like, be one of the ones that calls and said, yeah, I'll come over. Do you have a vegan dish, though?
I will not be that
Yes,
guy.
You will.
No, I will not. That's the thing. Saturdays and Sundays or any special occasions, I'm ready to eat, okay? Give me the meat in my mouth,
okay,
all right?
Okay, well, somebody points out, being a vegan on the weekend doesn't make any sense. You would still be contributing to the horrible treatment of animals.
It's not about that. See, and that's the thing. I want to
so
be able to enjoy.
You don't care about the animals, then?
It has nothing to do with that. I mean, I care about animals.
You watch the damn videos.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's about nutrition. It's about what's good for your body. It's not about me, you know, being concerned about pigs or cows being slaughtered. I love bacon. I love beef.
I'll slaughter a pig to get some bacon out of it.
So
I'll do it my own damn self.
And you know what? I'll be brunching every Saturday and Sunday. I'll probably eat enough bacon on the weekends that it'll make up for what I missed during the week, okay? It'll be fine.
I don't think, but don't you lose the benefit if you go off of it for 2 days?
I don't think so. You can have a cheat day. Every diet has a cheat day. It's basically just a diet, but you're avoiding certain things during the week, and then on the weekend, you know, you have whatever.
All right, this ticket text from Kyle and McComb.
Cheeses are really bad for you, too.
Geez. Bogey sounds like he's been seriously brainwashed during his, dare I say, birthday sabbatical. Sounds like he is still trying to convince himself. Yes, it does, actually.
She didn't sit there with, like, a medallion in front of my face saying, you will go vegan. Steak is bad for you. No, it wasn't like that. I watched it with
vegan.
Her.
Oh, it just worked on me.
It sounds kind of fun.
All right, one more ticket text on this, because people are really trying to explain it to you. Vegans aren't as, quote, healthy as you think. Red meat is very important. Vegans also don't get nearly as many nutrients as the regular person would, Tyler and Troy. Where are you going to get those nutrients from, huh?
So not true.
I'm really nervous for you because I don't think you'll have the energy to keep up with me for 2 hours on the radio program.
There's a lot of vegans out there that run marathons and do
Ironman
challenges.
Not.
They have more energy because they eat right.
They sit on their chairs at home and put a quilt over their skinny little shoulders and read a book. That's what they do.
All right. A promise. We'll get into Michigan, Florida coming up. I'm sure a lot of people out there will be eating gator this weekend leading up to that 3:30 kickoff.
Fine.
It's a Bogey and Wojo
That's
show. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.